Hey, Friars. Welcome to Friday Fails. I came across a Seneca quote the other day that caught my eye after seeing some of the banter going on inside some of our coaching groups and also just kind of on Facebook in general through some contractor friends of mine. And the quote reads, "Many are harmed by fear itself, and many have come to their fate while dreading fate." So it's no secret that, at least by all the important people accounts, the world is going to shit right now, right? We've got major land war in Europe sparking up. We've got fuel and other prices here at home spiking, kind of the biggest inflation we've seen in, since like 2008 or something like that, last time the sky fell. Generally, cats and dogs living together situation where people are getting very emotionally invested in the news, getting butt hurt, and starting to make decisions in both their personal and business lives that I think they're going to regret. So I thought it'd be worth talking about today. What I'm seeing in our groups is the resurgence of a scarcity mindset. You start hearing enough times that the economy's going tits up and the good times are coming to an end and we got to prepare and hunker down and all this other crap that the people that want to keep us scared keep telling us. And eventually it starts seeping in, and before you know it, you're doing this shit subconsciously. And the ways I'm seeing it manifesting itself in the contracting community at this point is people are talking about reducing their marketing. And you know, if there's one thing that Tom is always harping on, is the power of the brand and to always be building your brand. Without a strong brand presence, customers aren't going to find you or be attracted to you. Labor's not going to find you or be attracted to you, et cetera. And doubling down on marketing when everybody else is starting to recoil from investing in their business is kind of the best time to do it. You know, during the Great Depression in the 30s, Post was the number one cereal brand in the country. Kellogg's was a distant number two. And while when the Depression came, Post went in the direction of many of the people I'm referring to today and really cut their marketing down. Like, nobody's got fucking two nickels to rub together. There's no sense throwing ads out there. People will buy what they can afford. Meanwhile, Kellogg's went the opposite direction, doubled down on their marketing. And lo and behold, they've been the number one cereal company ever since. So being a Michigan boy, I always kind of take that story to heart. And in 2008, when all of my competition started pulling back their efforts to promote their businesses, trying to hoard their pennies, I followed Kellogg's lead, doubled down my marketing, and overtook a lot of those clowns. So that's the first thing I'm seeing happen in the market right now, is people dialing back their marketing. Second thing I'm seeing is people are hitting the pause button on their growth plans, which is fucking ridiculous. Yeah, we're coming off a good run right now. Everyone's got some momentum. They got lots of work on the schedule. But why you would then, just because there's some storm clouds on the horizon, not keep your foot to the floor while the getting's good, not, you know, just suspend your want ads when you've been struggling to find good people, it's just crazy talk for me. You know, it's just defeatist and you're taking your eye off the prize again, just for something that may or may not happen in the future. And the most disturbing thing for me that I'm seeing is this charity mindset towards homeowners. It started last year with the material prices and people saying, I can't mark materials up, it'll make these projects unaffordable, all this other crap that's happening. And I'm seeing that mindset continue going forward. So instead of insulating themselves against the rising costs so they're not getting burned on their contracts, people are actually feeling sorry for homeowners, trying to figure out where these people's money comes from, which isn't your fucking problem. And they're taking money out of their own pockets despite the obvious rising costs to operate a business these days. And frankly, putting their business, their employees' lives, and their own families' lives in peril just out of this fear-based reaction to external forces. So instead of doing those things, three things that I would maybe focus on, three things I try and do in these situations to maintain control of both my business and my mindset. One is only focus on what you can control. God, there's so much shit that I can control that goes well or goes sideways during the course of the day that I don't even have time to focus on the shit that I have no control over. You know, it's like, I can't control the weather. I can't control somebody else's fucking attitude, anything like that. So I just focus on what Dan could control, because I've learned over time that trying to fight the fucking current otherwise is a fool's errand. So I just stopped doing it. Second thing you have to do is you have to remove emotion from your decision process. It's real easy to get worked up about some of this shit. And what I do is I kind of discard my shitty first draft, feel myself getting emotional about a subject or reacting to something somebody said to me, whether it's just like a little internal stress or I feel my blood pressure going up or I'm making a fist or whatever the hell's going on. I hit the pause button, kind of reflect on the shitty first draft, and don't make a decision, frankly, until I can objectively look at it unemotionally. As Tom says, not let emotions make me their bitch. And then I can make a clean decision based on fact and rationale and not just my butthurt level at that moment. And finally, the number one thing that has made my life a lot better in recent years is just disconnecting from the doomsday machine, meaning Facebook. We already talk about cutting bullshit people out of your life, people that drag you down or just fucking try and kick your feet out from under them. I just throw those people out the door early and forget about them. And just kind of stay out of places where I see negative mindset. So, you know, protect your headspace, hang around with people that have a winning attitude, and just realize that like everything else in life, in my 52 years, the world has been fucking burning, I think, every year that I've been alive. And sooner or later, you come to realize that, you know what, just put your head down, focus on what's in front of you, focus on your business, focus on your family, focus on your community. Let all the other shit just get in the back burner. It's going to sort itself out one way or the other, regardless of you, and control what you can control right in front of you. So with that, I will leave you. Have a great day. See you next week on Friday Fails.